Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Sahara Force India podcast.
Welcome to the Sahara Force India podcast, taking you behind the scenes here at the Austrian Grand Prix. On this episode, after his second podium of the season in Baku, driver Sergio Perez tells us why he's getting better and better.
With experience, with confidence, with everything, you just get better and better. And yeah, I look forward to keep delivering strong results.
Nico Hülkenberg admits even he's surprised to qualify second in Spielberg. And Deputy Team Principal Bob Fernley gives us his reaction to the Austrian Grand Prix.
We certainly had the highs of yesterday with the great qualifying and then the lows of today with an awful race.
But first, ahead of this weekend's race, we chat to Checo.
The lowdown.
Checo, two podiums from the last three races. Are you still having to pinch yourself about what's happening this year?
Sometimes, yes, to be honest. I mean, it's been such an incredible year. Eight races, five times on the points, two podiums, finishes. And I still believe that there is more to come. So yeah, looking forward for the rest of the year. Right now we are in a crucial part of the season. 5 weeks, four races, and then we have some time to reflect on what we've done. But right now it's going to be a very intense part of the season.
And what has this done to your confidence behind the wheel? Are you like a fine wine? Are you getting better and better?
Yes, I am. You know, as everyone here probably, with experience, with confidence, with everything, you just get better and better. And yeah, I look forward to keep delivering strong results and hopefully very soon fight for victories. We are having the last upgrade of the year for Silverstone, which hopefully can move us a bit closer to Mercedes, which at the moment they are out of reach.
So do you think podiums is something that you should be able to achieve at every track now?
No. We are far. When you take as a reference the last normal track that we've been to, that was Montreal, and we were quite far from the Williams. I think we learned a lot since then, so I expect that we should be a bit stronger this weekend and closer to them.
Now, Jacko, just quickly, you've mentioned that you think the car could be good this weekend, but a lot of people at home who don't understand the intricacies of Formula One will be expecting you to qualify P2 and finish on the podium. What is a realistic goal here at the Red Bull Ring?
Definitely scoring points, you know. I think we should be scoring points at every event from now on, which has changed, you know. In the past, I mean, making it into the points was a great result, but now we should be confident that we will make it into Q3 first of all, and our target is to be the Williams, which is going to be difficult because they're very strong around this place, so that's the target.
Well, good luck with that. And then if I can throw it forward a week as well, Silverstone is the home race for Force India. Big weekend for the team.
Yeah, big one. Look forward to see all my guys there, you know, because all their family comes from the factory. You get to see everyone that works in the team. So yeah, it's a big one for us.
And it's one of the old school tracks, isn't it? It's a fast track as well. Do you enjoy driving Silverstone?
Silverstone is great. You know, so much history. I mean, I did most of my career in England, so I have great friends there. So yeah, looking forward to that one.
All right, great. Thanks for your time and good luck this weekend.
Thank you, man.
That was Sergio Perez with Tom Clarkson. But it was the other side of the Force India garage who was celebrating on Saturday night in Spielberg after Nico Hülkenberg secured a second place start for Sunday's race.
Yeah, very happy. I mean, yeah, satisfied, happy.
You know, to become third today is really cool. Special qualifying, obviously, you know, with the mixed conditions. The rain hit us at the end of Q2 and then out on intermediates in Q3, and then a very quickly drying track. Tricky conditions.
So you qualify third, but you actually start second. What can you do from there with Lewis Hamilton in front of you?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a tough afternoon. I think we'll get some heat from behind, you know, with the Ferraris coming and obviously Nico as well. We're going to try, you know, fight them off, obviously. I think the weather could be another, you know, interesting subject tomorrow. There might be the odd shower again during the race, which I wouldn't mind. But, you know, I think we just have to play it cool, do a good job and just get it to the end and do the right things.
And you mentioned the weather there. It's a very odd circuit where some of the circuit's a bit wet and some of it's dry. Is that going to be hard to kind of look after your tyres and that sort of thing?
It is, yeah. That's also the you know, one special thing about this track, that, like you say, some parts are really wet and some parts dry a lot quicker. So not easy for drivers and teams.
Ultimately, it wasn't to be for the team in Austria, and reliability problems meant that Nico couldn't finish the race. It was equally frustrating for Checo, who crashed out on the penultimate lap.
The lowdown.
Not quite the weekend that you were after. Just talk us through what happened out there on the final lap.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday, today, we basically had bad luck the whole weekend. It's been a strong weekend for us in terms of pace. With the limited mileage that I had all the way through, I think we managed to recover well. We were doing a tremendous race, and I was fighting the position to Grosjean because he had a penalty of 5 seconds, so I was pushing hard. The brakes were feeling fine, and then I got into turn three and I had no brakes, so I pressed the pedal and there was nothing in it, so I went straight into the tyre barrier.
Coming off the back of the impressive form in Baku as well, it must be a bit of a pill to swallow right now. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling sad for the team, basically, because we deserve those points. It was a great chance to take points out of Williams. And yeah, we didn't. So we have to improve our reliability and go from there. I'm happy with my performance the whole weekend.
And positives that you can take into Silverstone now, the next round?
My pace, my rhythm, and everything is still there. So that's the main thing. You know, I think I've done everything right today, but sometimes this failure happens.
And you're still smiling?
Yes.
Here, Deputy Team Principal Bob Fernley discusses a difficult weekend whilst at 40,000 feet.
Well, I've cornered you in the middle of a plane. We're high above Austria at the moment, just flying out from the Austrian Grand Prix. It's been an interesting weekend for Force India, hasn't it?
Yes, yeah. We certainly had the highs of yesterday with the great qualifying and then the lows of today with an awful race.
All right, OK, that's a fair point. So let's talk about qualifying first. Nico Hülkenberg having an absolute stellar out there, started from second on the grid. Obviously, Sergio Perez had a bit of a problem in quali, but coming into this morning, how are you feeling?
Oh, fine. I mean, Checo's problem was a suspension failure going over the kerb, so there was no issue from the pace. We were quite comfortable we could actually get Checo through into the points. Nico, obviously, we thought would obviously be overcome if the weather was dry by the faster cars behind us, but anticipated really about six for the finishing points.
And just talk me through the season so far. Obviously, coming off the back of Baku, which was very positive for Perez, and then moving into this weekend and still being quite fast out there in qualifying. Maybe the race didn't quite go your way, but there are improvements, aren't there?
No, the car's fine. I mean, even at the beginning of the season, we were quite comfortable with the performance of the car. We didn't have the run that we would have liked to have. We had both cars out, I think, in two of the races in the first lap. So that doesn't help. The Barcelona update came on schedule and obviously gave us a lift in terms of performance. And then I think we've optimised since then, really. Today has been the first real setback.
Fair enough. All right, so we're heading to Silverstone next. Very exciting, I'm sure, for yourself. You look absolutely thrilled, I'm sure, heading to Austria, then straight off to Silverstone. Looking at that race, how are you feeling ahead of it?
No, I think we're fine. I mean, again, it's our home race, so we do an awful lot of work for the family days because we're literally based at the gates of Silverstone. We have a fan area there as well. So, we engage very strongly in the Silverstone programme.
And what's the fan base like there? Do you get a lot of people that come and see you?
Yes, huge amount. Huge amount.
Okay, brilliant. And another thing, talking about travelling, we're on a plane right now. Is the Formula One circus almost a little bit too much sometimes when you have to travel so much?
I don't think it's so bad for, you know, people in my position. Where I think you have to be careful is making sure that you look after the crew, because the demands on them, especially as we have now, which is 6 races in 8 weeks, is quite exhausting. And I think, fortunately, we managed to fight to keep the shutdown in August, which at least gives them a bit of a breather before we hit the flyaways.
And do you think when people look at Formula One from the outside, you know, it's a very glamorous sport and, you know, you get all the celebrities coming to Monaco and things like that. Do you think people realise what it's like to be in, you know, to have to travel so much of your life?
No, I don't think they do, and nor should they. I mean, it is a glamorous sport. We need to keep it that way.
Fair point. OK, so speaking to the drivers afterwards, how did they feel that the race was in Austria?
I think both were very... Well, Nico particularly was disappointed having started on the front row. But we just couldn't keep the car underneath him, so we had a lot of issues for him. Checo was on target for 7th place, really, and we had a brake failure on the last lap. So it went from being a sort of recoverable race to being a disaster.
Fair enough. Looking to Silverstone, any positives you can take from this race?
Nothing from this race, but I think we'll be fine in Silverstone. I mean, you just dust yourself down and make sure that you're competitive again.
And is it a case of having to pick the team up after something like this, or are they quite thick-skinned?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we're having a good run. You know, you've got to expect that motor racing is the great leveller. So one minute you're high and flying well, and then the next minute you're brought down to earth. So you have to accept that.
And being your home race next time out, like you said, people are going to come and see you from all around the country, of course, at Silverstone. It's a beautiful circuit, isn't it? We're very lucky to have Silverstone.
Yes, stunning. I mean, it's very special. And especially for us, you know, with being, as I say, literally on the gates of Silverstone. So, but I think they've done a remarkable job over the years in bringing it up to standard. And today it's one of the most really refined in terms of circuit-wise, you know, that we can find on the calendar.
And any upgrades or anything that's coming to Silverstone with you?
We still continue to develop the car a little bit from fundamentally from the Barcelona updates. So we will continue to improve it bit by bit.
Great, thank you.
Join us next time for another Sahara Force India podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.